This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. This past weekend, boat inspection stations opened in Montana, requiring all watercraft to stop and be inspected for aquatic invasive species in an effort to keep those invaders out of Montana waters. And in the first weekend, inspectors detected and cleaned the first mussel-fouled watercraft of the season at the Anaconda Inspection Station. The boat, a pontoon, had not yet been in Montana waters. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks spokesperson Greg Lemon said, "It's the first one of the year, and it's always surprising to get one on the first weekend when the stations are open, but it's a big reason why we've got these stations in place," Lemon said. After the boat was cleaned, workers locked the boat to its trailer to be sure it would not get in any water for a set amount of time, allowing the watercraft to completely dry out and kill any remaining mussels or larvae. Inspectors at other stations can unlock the boat once the waiting period has passed. Everyone with boats, inflatable kayaks, paddleboards, and all other watercraft are required to stop at the boat inspection stations. FWP looks for different types of aquatic invasive species at the stations, including zebra and quagga mussels. Last year, Montana boat inspectors found mussels on 51 boats. The problem with mussels is that they can reproduce and spread rapidly, and they have the potential to damage irrigation and power systems and threaten recreation. Zebra and quagga mussels have caused substantial economic damage in the Great Lakes area. If mussels were to foul Montana waters, researchers estimate the potential loss to private property values in Montana, not including irrigated farmland, to be as high as nearly $500 million. Other invasive species have infected Montana waters, but so far, mussels have not. In 2016, mussel larvae were found in the Tiber Reservoir and Canyon Ferry Reservoir, but enough time has passed that those Missouri River Basin waterways are considered clear. The invasive species are a concern not just for Montana waters, but for Glacier National Park and Yellowstone National Park as well. Yellowstone said last week it faces an increased risk of invasion following nearby detections of AIS, including on the Snake River in 2023 near Twin Falls, Idaho, the first detection in the Columbia River Basin. The Park Service said, "In just the past 2 years, Yellowstone's AIS inspectors intercepted and denied launch to mussel-fouled watercraft, highlighting the urgency and severity of the threat." Authors should soon receive higher royalty rates for audiobooks on Audible, thanks to advocacy and negotiations orchestrated by fantasy writer Brandon Sanderson, who withheld his latest projects from Audible to negotiate higher royalties to be paid to all authors. Sanderson has been very vocal about the state of audiobook royalties on his official blog. For authors who have audiobooks on the Audible platform, there isn't much clarity in how royalties are paid. Sanderson said, "I felt that the industry was taking advantage of authors because of their lack of powerful corporate interests to advocate for them. While video game creators and musicians get 70 to 80% of a sale of their products on a digital platform, Audible was paying as low as 25%, with the high end being 40%. And Audible now will pay royalties monthly instead of quarterly, with a spreadsheet breakdown that shows how the money is split with authors. Authors also will have a way to track how Audible is dividing money between books purchased with a credit and those listened to via the Audible Plus program." Sanderson says he felt he could have gotten a better deal for just himself negotiating for his own works, but he decided to do something that would impact the whole industry. He withheld his most recent writing projects from Audible, instead highlighting some of Audible's smaller competitors. Sanderson's move mirrors a similar one that Taylor Swift made in 2018, when she asked Universal Music Group to share proceeds from the eventual sale of its $1 billion-plus stake in Spotify with musicians signed to that label. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.